a lot of people do know what the Writers' Conference is, but some people may not be familiar with it. Can you give a little bit of background about how it started and what it is?
Well, it started 15 years ago after a few years of the Ketchikan Bay campus bringing writers to Homer to conduct literary readings, readings of their work, and doing creative writing workshops. We've been already doing workshops here with all the phenomenal writers we have living in Homer. And we started bringing some in, collaborating with other groups. And then people would say, well, Carol, why don't you just do it more often and just have, instead of 1 day or 2 day workshops, why don't we have a like a symposium, a conference, a gathering of people who appreciate creative writing, who might not necessarily write, but and those who are emerging writers or are MFA students from other universities and the general public, and just bring them all together. And I said, sure, if everyone helps. And everyone has helped. It's definitely been a community just in bringing this together every year.
What's the conference like?
During the 4 days, people discuss the art and craft of literary traditions, contemporary emerging genre and forms.
What's new this year?
We have a new element this conference in regards to the graphic novel and graphic memoir, and we're even doing a young writers workshop Friday morning at 9 a.m. that still has openings for high school kids if they want to do that and create their own comic. So that's Friday morning as a pre-conference activity. And then the rest of the 4 days, various panel discussions, presentations, readings, workshops, craft talks, receptions.
All kinds of things going on. So, in your opinion, what's so special about the conference?
I think the context and really the pearl within all this is the community building and the sense of place that writers and emerging writers and readers gain from coming together during a vibrant, robust weekend like this that spans the weekend. Actually, it ends Tuesday. But the public, what a treat. I mean, it's a true festival. Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, there's 15 people reading nationally recognized, statewide award-winning poets, essayists, novelists, short story writers. All of them are reading their work.
Tell us about the keynote.
Natasha Trethewey, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet and former United States Poet Laureate. Actually, she's the only one to have served two terms as Poet Laureate. And her reading's at 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Mariner Theater and open to the public at no cost because we get all this tremendous support from sponsors and patrons and grantors. And Sunday evening at 7:30 at Alice's, there's seven people, visiting writers, local writers, will be reading work. They read about 10, 15 minutes each, both poems, their essays, short stories. And then Monday night is the closing reading for the community, and that's at Land's End at 7:30. Another seven people, round robin, read their work. And it's really exciting. We also have a silent auction happening Monday evening at Land's End. It's a proceeds go to scholarships for the conference. We were thrilled this year to be able to award eight partial or full stipends for people to attend the conference who otherwise would be unable to. And that stems from the silent auction proceeds from last year. So it's pretty exciting. When people leave the conference, they definitely leave with sort of a renewed sense of who they are as a writer or emerging writer. They new friends for sure.
And where can people go to learn more about it?
writersconference.homer.alaska.edu.
All right. Is there anything I didn't ask you or we didn't talk about?
Phone number, how's that? 235-7743 if you have questions about the conference. But the website will definitely have it, everything. Or, you know, we're right in the heart of town here in Pioneer Avenue, so stop in as well.
All right. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.